you know, we were doing this gay thing in Christianity, which now maybe doesn't sound like such a big deal, but it was very countercultural. It was countercultural in gay world and countercultural in Christian world. What held us together was this changing Christianity's notions of sexuality. We weren't trying to change the denomination's stance on homosexuality. We were doing something else. We were really trying to address what does Christianity look like if your starting point is sexuality is good and homosexuality is acceptable, which is a different nuance. It wasn't a polity question. It wasn't a trying to beat the ordination game, it was really like, we don't care. That doesn't interest us. We believe that gay is good. So now what are we going to do with Christianity? How will it look? And then we were going to seminary with those questions. Those were our seminary questions. And now today that would not create quite the stir it did at that time, but that was our zeitgeist. That's what we were doing in that time. So that's what we were doing. Even in San Francisco, where there were so many gay people, the churches were not that pro-gay. Mostly people didn't go to church. That's what happened.